Blog Talk Radio.
Listening into Conversations with the Queen, where we value a conscious and holistic approach to life and self-improvement. We often focus on psychological, spiritual, and emotional balance, but we discuss any and everything that pertains to bettering ourselves. So on today's show, we will be discussing music sound creation featuring Tebby Zalango. But before we get into that, I would like to invite you to visit conversationswiththequeens.blogspot.com, where you can catch exclusive articles and information that pertain to the show. Also, don't forget that if you miss a show, you can always check us out here on the archives at blogtalkradio.com/109-9PennStation. Also, check out our fan page on Facebook, which is facebook.com/conversationswiththequeen. All right, y'all. I hope everybody had an awesome, awesome weekend and was very blessed as I was. It's the month of June, and that means two things. It's my birthday, first and foremost, so my birthday is next week. Yay, yay, yay. But it also means that we do have a new yoga pose of the month, and the new yoga pose of the month is the reclining big toe pose. And the benefits of this pose is that it stretches the hips, the thighs, the hamstrings, the groin, the calves, and it strengthens the knees. It stimulates the prostate gland, improves digestion, relieves backache, sciatica, and menstrual discomfort, and it's also therapeutic for high blood pressure, as well as flat feet and infertility. So if you suffer from any of those issues, you can definitely integrate this yoga pose into your routine, and you can find more information about it on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. And there is an article with step-by-step instructions on how to get into the pose. So you can definitely check that out over there. A couple quick announcements before we start the show and then get into our affirmation. But the announcement is that, yay, okay, we have a fundraiser, everybody, a fundraiser. And the Mojo We Are One Courage fundraiser is going on June 15th, 2013, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., actually in Toronto. So if you're in the area, it's on 1704 Ellington Avenue West, and you can definitely go up there, check it out, support Adisa Al. We definitely support him on the show on Conversations with the Queen, so definitely go out there, show your love and support. And even if you're not in the area, you can also show your love by donating to the We Are Courage WeAreCourage@gmail.com. Definitely do so. So definitely, you know, get at them. Show them love. They do great martial arts and mixed martial arts school. They're just awesome. They teach rites of passage. They integrate spirituality into the whole deal. So it's a really, really great, great cause. Definitely one to give up the coins for. All right, so that is that. And we have our weekly affirmation, which goes a little something like this. I am fully aware that it is a time of rejuvenation and replenishment for myself. I listen to my body, and I give her proper rest and nutrition. My energy levels are high and vibrant so that I may work out or do whatever pleases me for the day. All these things are done so that my body is at its optimum balance. Ashe. So definitely make sure you check out that affirmation and many more on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, without further ado, we're going to bring on our guest for the night. Tebby, are you on the line?
Peace and respect, Empress. Peace and respect, y'all.
Peace. How are you feeling?
Man, everything is everything. It's a blessing to be here. And, man, blessing the network with people being productive, trying to produce some good fruit out here.
Hey, definitely. So for our listeners who are not familiar with you, introduce yourself and let them know a little bit about what you do.
Man, my name is Tebby Zalango. The name Tebby means shield, protector, and life giver. Zalango is also how we greet people, meaning let us come together to co-create something beautiful out of love and truth. And, you know, I'm a musician. I sing. I play the violin, do spoken word poetry, and I just started the guitar about a year, and I just started piano lessons about 2 weeks ago. But I'm just trying to use everything I have, all the gifts I can, whether it be DJing, VJing, or, you know, popping up in somebody's movie or play to try to make an impact with something positive. You know, mm-hmm. done shows with the youth at the elementary schools, the junior highs, the high schools, the colleges, the churches, the mosques, the clubs. I mean, everywhere, just trying to, you know, reach people with a positive word for some positive change. And, you know, the music is pretty much just, man, respect yourself, respect others. Know your history, know your culture, know your soul, know yourself. Be aware of what's going on in the food. Be aware of what's going on in the air. And most importantly, be aware of what's going on with your soul. And from a historical and cultural perspective, I touch on religious things and cultural things in many different avenues. So that's what I do.
Definitely, definitely. For those who are not familiar, where are you from?
I'm from Decatur, Illinois, about 3 hours from Chicago, 2 hours from St. Louis, and 3 hours from Indianapolis. Right in the middle.
You, so you right in the middle. Everything.
Right in the middle.
Exactly, exactly. Which is the best place to be. So what kind of music do you create, or how would you describe the music that you create?
I would place it in the perspective of R&B and hip-hop, but I'm versatile enough to, you know, adapt. You know, if I get up with a producer and he has a dancehall reggae beat playing, I'm feeling it, I can drop some dancehall music. If somebody got some nice jazz, I'm rolling with it. But for the most part, this album that I'm working on, it's a double disc CD. It's mostly hip hop, R&B, and spoken word.
Definitely.
I got some slight reggae in there, but mostly it's just conscious music. And, you know, trying to use the things I got to make a difference. So I really can't put myself into a style, but I'd have to say R&B, hip hop.
All right, definitely, definitely, I feel you. So how did you get started creating music?
Man, shoot. I mean, music has always been in my soul, but the violin, I would say, had to start when I was, like, in kindergarten. My mom used to always listen to the classical radio station, and I heard Antonio Vivaldi's Four Seasons, and that there was some magic to my ears I never heard before in that way, and I knew I wanted to do it. My mom signed me up, wouldn't let me quit. And in high school, I was leading some of those solos in Four Seasons by Antonio Vivaldi. And, man, I wrote my first song in seventh grade. A lot of it really wasn't conscious, but it had a strong meaning with relationships in life. And once I started learning things in my, I say, mid-teens, I started realizing my purpose was a whole lot greater than myself. I'm thinking that, yo, I want to do this and I want to do that, but really it ain't about me. It's about what I'm supposed to do. And that's where, man, my eyes got opened up to the things around me and everything. So it's like after I realized that, my music just went to a whole nother level.
Definitely, definitely. Show you on that. So that's awesome. Your mom didn't let you quit. I like that. I like that you put that in there. So what was your most prominent inspiration?
Man, I think the number one inspiration I could hold on to is just wanting to please our creator. Because, I mean, everybody has a lot of different points of views in this world. And I was raised up in the church life. So my whole understanding was, yo, no matter what's going on in this world, as long as I'm good with the creator, I'm good. I don't really care who hates me, who's against me. It really don't matter. You know what I mean? Because the one who holds the keys to life and death is within me. And within, I mean, it's crazy. So it's like my focus was to produce good fruit. You know what I mean? So that was, I would have to say, is my number one inspiration. And after that, you know, I admire people like Bob Marley. I saw his lifestyle, what he was about, for, man, being on stage when they was, man, shooting tear gas out there and be ready to die. I'm like, yo, that's what's up. And people who dedicated their life and struggle to make this world a better place. And those are the people that, in my heart, will live on forever. And when it's all said and done, that's what I want to be like. I want somebody to be able to have my CD 10 years after I'm gone and find a way to see life in a different way. You know what I mean? Find a way to get gain some inspiration to make a change. So people who really care about people and not just about themselves and not just manipulate others with their skills to get what they want, but actually use their gifts to make a difference in the world, man. I love that. I love seeing that. I love hearing that. I mean, I love Lauryn Hill's CD, Lupe Fiasco's CD, man, Kanye's earlier CDs. It's just, man, I'm a DJ as well, so I have to listen to all this music anyway. So, But man, I can hold like an hour conversation on just what inspires me. So I'm gonna try to cut it short and keep it like that.
All right, cool. Definitely. So, you know, as far as black violinists go, there's not necessarily a lot of spotlight on black violinists. So who were some of your role models as far as black violinists, if you had any?
Well, I really never had any role models for black violinists. I mean, later on in my years, people would try to introduce me to some people. I think it was some cat like named Ponce de Leon or something like that, a French cat from France. But prior to that, I mean, I never really looked outside of myself with the violin, because the violin in me is it's a special kind of connection. It's like it's an extension of myself. Okay. Like when I put that violin on my shoulder and play, it's like I'm in tune with the sound and the vibration. It's like I'm not focused on anything else other than the energy that's going out. And when I'm done with that, I really don't look on TV and see people like, oh, yeah, I want to be like that. It really never was. It was a moment of hearing a sound, loving the way that sound sounded, and wanting to produce the best sound, the best possible quality sound. So ever since then, it's been an uphill climb from the like very first moment I knew how to vibrato. Like I was practicing for like so long trying to learn how to do that. My teachers were like, you'll get it, calm down. And it's like just building and learning the basic steps. I mean, I started off in Suzuki and, you know, working my way up through the books with that. And I honestly never really put a face on the inspiration when it came to the violin. It was just the sound and the quality of the sound from what I was doing being productive.
Definitely. All right. So, like, I know you are a very passionate person, so I'm sure this question will be very easy for you to answer. What does music mean to you?
I mean, it means life. It's an extension of my soul. I mean, I feel like it's what I'm here for. I mean, I'm a messenger, so I'm more so a messenger with music than I am a musician with a message. I just feel like our uncreated creator gives me these tools to use, gives me these lessons to learn by, and my job here is to reach as many people as possible with as many creative avenues as possible. I mean, music is my life. But I also am working on a children's book. I also have a comic book that's written, and I'm waiting on the artist to finish that. I also have a poetry book and a conscious book with philosophy that I'm working on. I'm also majoring in biology to be a biology teacher as a fallback plan, just to, you know, try to reach people. And I'm always conversing with people, trying to, you know, share some light and share some ideas to possibly build together. Music is just happens to be, man, if I could just live life making music, I'd be cool, man.
Definitely. So how has music helped shape your life?
Man, I would say in every way possible, because it's certain moments that, you know, being a real, true musician, you're coming to yourself. There's some things that not everybody can relate to. And there's some things that you come into yourself and you have to really focus. When people are partying and kicking it, you're the one that's focusing. When people is, you know, going, doing things and having fun, yeah, you can have fun, but there's a certain area in your heart that requires a different kind of dedication, a different kind of focus. And through these moments, you'll see who you are. Just like I remember when I was like, I remember maybe 34th grade, you know, I was a ball player. I was going to the NBA. Couldn't nobody tell me nothing because my dad went to the league. He went to the ABA.
Oh, okay.
So I was, you know, I was a straight hooper. And I was hooping all everybody. But I remember times when, you know, we had a hoop in the backyard. I wanted to go outside and play ball. And, you know, my mom would not let me go out until I finished practicing the violin. That was just driving me crazy. I'm like, well, they'll be done by the time I'm finished playing. She's like, I don't care. You're going to practice. And I'm looking at my dad like, I know you're going to save me. He just didn't say anything. And it's like, okay. So after we ended up practicing, went outside and, man, everybody was leaving the court. And then I remember moments like when I was in the orchestra where we had a concert and a game on the same day. And I just knew the concert was about to get skipped. And it was no doubt in my mind, but somehow the conductor found a way to reach my mom and my parents, you know, to let them know that this is a grade and this is important. So, you know, they had me about miss the game. I didn't come in to like, man, the second half. I mean, I scored like 19 points in 9 minutes, but still, you know, it was the whole thing of something I was really feeling and the dedication and focus on something that I had a responsibility to. And in these moments, as I'm older and look back on them, you know, it's really shaped a whole lot of dedication and focus, because there's moments where others are doing things I would love to do, but at the same time, I'm so focused on what I have to do and what I need to do and being productive. I always ask myself, okay, is it going to be productive? Is it going to produce fruit? That's the number one thing. It's good to have fun, but what does it produce?
Yeah, exactly.
It's good to freestyle, you know, and make up good songs, but unless you have it on CD, unless you're pushing it, unless you're selling it, unless it's in people's hands and you can help somebody's life, it's really just an idea in the air. So music has definitely shaped my life to a point where my dedication and focus is a whole lot stronger than it may have been without it.
Definitely, definitely. All right, so why do you feel it just so passionate about music?
Man, you know, that's kind of a question that I don't know how to answer. It's like really something in my heart. You know, when I was coming up, the doctor said I had a heart murmur. So pretty much my heart beats in a different kind of rhythm. I don't know. I just feel it. It's just when I hear a song play, I could get chills up my back and just feel it. If I'm in the studio and the producer puts a beat, he could play like 10 beats. That's pretty good, but that 11th beat was something that I just felt in it. I got my hair on my arm stood up. You know, I just feel it. Like I'm going in on this one. Then I get on stage and I'm just going in. It's just, I don't know how to explain how I have that much passion. I mean, it's definitely, music is in my family. But why and how? Man, that's a question we might have to answer on the next interview if you have me back.
Hi, definitely. All right, so how do you feel that your music helps the community?
I mean, it's definitely, you know, positive words for positive change. It's positive vibration. I mean, working with the shorties, we help them understand some things. Like, you know, my main interest in school is biology. So when you deal with biology, you deal with atoms and molecules and matter. And when you look at an atom, you see that atoms are always spinning. So when you deal with that understanding, you deal with vibration. And when you think of a woman singing at a high pitch and cracking glass, that's a vibration that can touch something physical and alter its existence. So with sound vibration and how what's played through the speakers, you can encourage people to change their life. You can implement seeds of thought that can really build something. You can really open up people's eyes with the right message. I mean, if you ain't got nothing to talk about, it doesn't require too much skills, but if you're trying to change somebody's life, then it definitely requires the right pitches, the right tones, the right moments and sounds and vibrations, and I still don't feel like I'm there yet, but I'm working to grow to continue to reach. So, I mean,
definitely.
I was breaking bread with this these children in the class and told them about this experiment they had where they prayed over this water. And then they took a picture of the water with the electron microscope. And when they saw the picture, the water looked like a chandelier, like a snowflake. It was beautiful. And they did another experiment where they was cursing over the water. And then they took a picture with an electron microscope, and that water, it was like all broken up and deformed. And it's like, think about that. The sound with your words or the power of your thoughts can literally change the molecular structure of something, everything in everyday life. This is science. This is not a belief system. This is not what I think is. No, this is science, the proof and evidence right in front of you. And then you deal with the fact that your body is like, what, how much percent water? You know what I mean? So how much does the right sounds, how much does the right vibrations affect your being? So if you're on a song and you're producing sounds of love and positive energy and respecting our women and taking care of our families and producing good fruit, it's going to reach somebody. Somebody's going to be like, yo, I mean, I think some of the most profound things to see is, you know, a kindergartner coming up to me and spitting like my whole verses with their dad with them. It's like the dad is right there, the child is right there. Ooh, I know Tebby Zalango's lyrics. It just goes through them, and the dad is cool with them because Tebby Zalango's lyrics are not something disrespectful. And I'm like, yo, that's real right there. Stuff just got real right there. There's a shorty right here in elementary memorizing my whole song. Yo, that's I say some pretty deep stuff. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
So I can definitely tell and feel how the right energy on songs. I feel like I tell artists all the time, like, yo, we literally can change the whole community if we got on some, this is bigger than me. This is bigger than me trying to get bread, trying to find this kind of way. If I put my life into this to make a difference in our community, it will be successful. If you got, you know what I'm saying, the best artists in the community speaking on change, speaking on being respectful, speaking on respecting our women, teaching them that it ain't cool to be a female dog, that it ain't cool to, you know what I'm saying, have your pants sagging to the floor. It ain't cool, you know what I'm saying, to be disrespectful to your elders and find creative ways to express it. That power alone will change the thought process of how these shorties is thinking, and just by them having positive thoughts, that'll raise their vibration because, like I say, atoms are always spinning and it's always energy and your body is composed of that. So with higher thoughts, you vibrate at higher frequencies. And that right there will create an atmosphere. It's kind of like if you get a new car, you see that new car everywhere. You know what I mean? You'll see it. And it's like that car was, it's not that the car was never there. The car was always there. You just shifted your focus. So what thoughts do we need to shift our focus into the right direction to really to produce some results in our community and make a change? I mean, music is powerful, very powerful.
Definitely. I definitely agree with you. And on that note, we have 30 minutes left on the live stream, so I definitely do want to continue this, but we're going to take a quick intermission and a little break, a little commercial break. So we will be right back after these messages.
All right, peace and respect.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Do you love to write about holistic subjects? We are looking for volunteer blog writers who are interested in writing on various subjects such as magic, the occult, metaphysics, yoga, herbal therapy, energy healing, and black history. So if you are interested, submit a sample of your work to tayqueen@hotmail.com by 11:59 p.m. on June 24, 2013. You will be featured in the relaunch of the Conversations with the Queen blog if we like what you've submitted. So please get in contact with us ASAP. Peace and blessings.
Benefactors turned actors. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Peace and blessings. We are definitely back on live discussing music sound creation with Tebby Zelengo, and it's definitely a pleasure doing so. All right, so let's get back into this interview. So why do you feel that music is so powerful?
Like I said before, it's mm-hmm. sound vibration. I mean, mm-hmm. if you go back, you know, to our culture, you know, we used to communicate with the drum beat. I mean,
definitely.
You could have heart problems, and it's just somebody with that drum that could beat that drum and line your heart back in tune. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you listen to, like, certain music, like reggae, it'll kick the hit on the first and the third beat. Like, it'll be like mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's with a drum. There's nothing mm-hmm. artificial. So with mm-hmm. that whole understanding, it's like, yo, this rhythm, this consciousness through this sound vibration can literally raise your sense of awareness, can literally heal you. So mm-hmm. with that understanding, we have to take into consideration that the opposite of that can literally kill you, can destroy your spiritual foundation. If mm-hmm. you are in tune with a spiritual way of life, and every time you put on the CD every single day is kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, shoot him, shoot him, ball out, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, shoot him, ball out. Everything is on some killing, shooting, and balling out. Now, if you deal with a boxer, he may take like 1,000 punches a day, so when it's fight night, it's automatic for him to perform. You might take mm-hmm. a basketball player, you know, I'm watching the Heat and Pacers game right now. You might take a basketball player mm-hmm. that takes like, you know, 500 to 1,000 shots a day. So when it's mm-hmm. game time in the clutch, he reacts without even thinking. He just shoots. So mm-hmm. you are literally programming yourself with a way of life. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So with that understanding, when you take in the wrong music, day in, day out, you are literally programming yourself. Like I said before the break, it's like when you get a new car, you start seeing people with that same car that you got. And it's mm-hmm. not that their car never existed, it's that you shifted your focus. And with that focus, where does your energy flow? Where does your mind go? So if
That's
you're
right.
subconsciously training yourself to appreciate everything negative in life, and how are you going to truly appreciate something positive? I mean, they did this thing where they hypnotized somebody and put an ice cube on their hand and told them it was a hot cold. And when they moved the hot cold, I mean, when they moved the ice cube, it was a burn mark. Now, mm-hmm. this is an ice cube. How does this happen? How powerful is the mind to believe that this ice cube is a hot coal and actually leave a burn mark? What's mm-hmm. going on into the subconscious mind? What's going on when you play music backwards with these subliminal messages? How mm-hmm. do they influence you? You think, oh, no, I just like the beat. I just like the rhythm. But how come if somebody speaks something opposite on that beat, it's hard for you to vibe with it? Mm-hmm. Nah, it's science in this,
mm-hmm.
literally. There's people in laboratories that understand how, you know what I'm saying, black people function. If they can sit up in the trees and study an orangutan for like 2 years or something, you think they ain't studying you? You thinking they ain't studying your dance? They ain't studying the way you think, the things that you like, the things that you're in tune with, to manipulate them, flip them, and give it back to you?
Mm-hmm.
Man,
mm-hmm.
And not only with music, I mean, we have more time. That could even go to the historical outlines of where we've been from ancient Kemet to Timbuktu. That's a whole other conversation, though. But I'm just saying, though, it's just with music,
mm-hmm.
it's important because you're dealing with vibration and sounds. And you know, you do a lot of work with chakras. You know, mm-hmm. each chakra has a certain sound vibration that goes along with it. And this color that can put you more in tune with it. Now, let's just take a sound that's on purpose, intentionally, its purpose, its design is to manipulate you away from a higher spiritual development in the name of what? In the name of marketing? They say, well, this is what people want. This is what sells. Nah, that ain't what sells. What sells is what you market, what you play on the radio every single day. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's been times that you don't like a song. But they play it so much on the radio that at the end of the summer, that's your song.
For real.
You don't like the song. The person who sings the song is coming to your town to perform, and you find yourself going to the concert, and you never really like the song. The person wants to break bread with you, and you find yourself feeling like a fan or something. And in the original purpose, like, hold on, this stuff is garbage. You know what I'm saying? That's how they can use manipulation. That's how they can use these high frequencies, low frequencies through these TVs and these sound waves to manipulate your conscious awareness, to literally blind you from what's real in life. And what's real in life is our shorties understanding the proper direction, our shorties feeling good about taking care of their families, feeling good about communicating effectively, feeling good about succeeding in education, feeling good about their own self-esteem and loving themselves enough to love somebody else. See, but when you got music promoting infidelity on the regular, how can you promote family? That's anti-family. When you got music promoting getting high on the regular, how can you have a clear mind? You're promoting a foggy state of mind. When you got music promoting, you know what I'm saying, getting high off everything, then how are you getting high off life? Because every time you get extra high, your brain releases certain endorphins. And to the point where you're depending on this substance to release these endorphins, making it almost impossible for you to really release the natural ones that the Most High put there naturally. I mean, everything set up in a lot of our music is really taking us away from who we're supposed to be spiritually, mentally, consciously, culturally, and just, man, of being African people, period. I mean, so the whole thing is, yo, this is some serious warfare, and this is just music. We're not talking about food. We're not talking about chemtrails, hospitals, all this other stuff going on. We're talking about music alone.
Definitely.
Music alone is a weapon of mass destruction or a weapon of mass construction, and the right artist can really change people's lives. And if that artist starts changing people's lives, you'll see that person start getting attacked.
Totally. Why
is that person getting attacked? Because that person is making a difference in making people think higher. Because once we start thinking higher, we'll start doing more things for ourselves. And once we start doing more things on ourselves, we'll stop depending on who. And once we stop depending on who, then who's getting the power now?
Exactly.
So music is is such a powerful foundation because music has been in existence since the beginning of time. I mean, it's in the beginning was the
it
word,
is,
and
it
you
is
know
the
that was
the
vibration.
It is the beginning of time. It is the essence of creation. So, you know, that's the key. That's the secret. Nobody wants to let you know that it's all vibration. It's all energy. And, you know, you're thinking you live in this physical reality when you actually live in a reality of matter held by vibration. So, you know, it's definitely key. It's definitely everything that you're saying is right on point and definitely scientific and can be proven without reasonable doubt. Exactly.
Man, without it.
Exactly. So, I mean, with all that being said and understanding the power of vibration, so you definitely have a very, very, you know, conscious approach to how you approach music. So what do you feel your advantage is as an instrumental artist, as somebody who uses instruments?
I think the capturing of the mind, because, I mean, I've done shows Chicago, St. Louis, New York, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
all the Carolinas, won a Top Mics competition in 2010 in Miami, the Clifton Hotel, multiple competitions in St. Louis, rock shows from Dallas to Atlanta
mm-hmm.
to Kansas
mm-hmm.
City to Michigan. I mean, it's countless places, and everywhere I go, I notice something. When I get on that
mm-hmm.
stage, yeah, my flow is nice, but when I pull out that violin and start hitting them notes, it's like
mm-hmm.
it could be a club. It could be people doing something. All of a sudden, it's silence and people is watching. Like, yo, what is this dude doing?
Mm-hmm.
This dude is really freaking this violin. It's like, yo,
mm-hmm.
yeah. And after that, yo, after that violin goes in, people is like, yo, now what does he have to say after this? And right then after
mm-hmm.
that, boom, go right in with a melody or with
mm-hmm.
a conscious message. You know, I don't take credit for my lyrics. I give the credit to the Most High because he creates
mm-hmm.
lyrics. I used to be struggling with a song, and I wrote my first one in seventh grade. Now it's to the point where I don't even write on paper. I write my songs in my head.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'll recite the lyrics and listen to the sound vibration of how it feels and just roll with that.
Mm-hmm.
And from these different shows all around to opening up for major acts like Tyrese or, you know what I'm saying, even the old school cats like Grandmaster Melly Mel, and Naughty by Nature,
mm-hmm.
and even comedians, you know what I mean, like Deion Cole and Jay Deep off of The Barbershop. I've done a lot of shows in and out
mm-hmm.
the country. And what I know is when you bring that instrument to the table,
mm-hmm.
yo, it changes the game. It literally changes the game because people are used to hearing people rap and used to hearing people sing. But when you bring an instrument, it adds a different flair, the element.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. So how do you envision yourself giving back to the community?
I mean, I feel like what we try to do is produce good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And the community where I'm at, I just put on the third annual Florida Now Poetry Show in Decatur. And we had conscious artists from all over the country, from Chicago to California, come in and
mm-hmm.
and demonstrate something very positive, very effective.
Mm-hmm.
I put a whole lot in it to promote it. It was on BET in the local area, flyers everywhere, radio everywhere, and trying to get people to see, yo, there's a way to see things differently. You know,
mm-hmm.
you're so used to hearing one thing, but let me present to you something you're not used to seeing, skills on
mm-hmm.
different levels. So we hit them with ways like that. I mean, every now and then I try to hit as many open mics as possible. I mean, I do like to get paid for my shows, but, you know, it's not about the money. It's about the purpose and the message. So definitely in the local areas, I rock the open mics and try to make a difference. Like June 7th is a open mic in Springfield, Illinois, called Expressions in the Dark. Definitely
mm-hmm.
there. On the 13th, I'm in St. Louis. On the 23rd, I'm in Peoria. On the 29th, I'm back in Springfield. And just, man, rocking a lot of shows in and out because we're at a point right now where we need to discuss some ideas. We need to think differently.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're thinking, you know what I'm saying, ball out every chance we get, it's hard to think about the tools in life we truly need. So to be on a stage, to rock a mic, to me, that's the vibration. It starts with the right thoughts. Somebody has to start with presenting thoughts. Because who's going to teach you to think differently? Who's going to tell you that sugar, processed white sugar, is one molecule away from crack? Who's going to say that? Who's going to present
mm-hmm.
the fact that, yo, you know why you get diabetes? You know that you know that your pancreas pretty much collapsed from producing all this insulin. It can't take no more. You know what I'm saying? A lot of that stuff, nobody presents that in a way. And if I just say it, you may hear it once. But if I drop a song, like, you know what I'm saying, one molecule away from crack, you know what I'm saying, just break down how sugar is one molecule away from crack, that right there might stick in your head a little bit. It might open
mm-hmm.
your mind a little bit. And I think education is the number one key right now. when we know better, we can do better. You know what I mean? But a lot of times, people are just doing all they know. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. right now, it's more black people locked up today than there were slaves before the Civil War in the 1800s. So clearly, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, there's a plan to keep us locked up physically and locked up mentally. So the first step in freeing your mind is a thought.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a thought.
Definitely.
And that thought
Definitely.
Can be a seed. And if that seed grows with the right nourishment, you know what I'm saying, weeding out the weeds and planting, you know, producing, you know, putting some water on it when it's needed and some sun on it when it's needed, just by being present with some information can really change somebody's life. Knowledge is power, and that's why they attack all our leaders. And all they're doing is teaching. All they're doing mm-hmm. is talking. That's why they got to mm-hmm. attack them. Because when people start thinking, they start freeing themselves. So definitely that's one thing we're doing. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? I right now, at this point, yo, we need education. Now, you have to balance that out because some people get so educated that they don't want to be about no action. So mm-hmm. we have to find a way to balance education with action. Learn it. Mm-hmm. Do it. Let's pee about it. Let's make it happen. Not right mm-hmm. now, but right now. No, mm-hmm. We ain't got no time for that. Okay. We know that when you do this, when you do this, this is what it belongs to. It belongs to the Most High. You know what I mean? Your mm-hmm. gifts don't belong to you. If you got some skills, and I hope you understand that you got skills, and we see it as a studio right here, and you can produce something, let's produce. Let's produce good fruit. I mean, mm-hmm. a lot of times I tell the shorties the example about how there was a story in the scriptures about man having 6 talents, 3 talents, and 1 talent. The mm-hmm. one with 6 talent used all his talent and got blessed by it, multiplied that, and got 12 talents. The person mm-hmm. who had 3 talents used all his talent and got blessed by it and ended up with 6 talents. The person with 1 talent hid his talent. You know what I mean? And when he got questioned, like, yo, where the talent at? Bam, where the mm-hmm. talent? Like, yo, you know, I parried that, man. I wasn't feeling, I wasn't confident in it. You know what I'm saying? The scriptures say he was cast out into outer darkness with his gnashing of teeth. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about being productive. Many scriptures, whether you talk about the Bible, the Quran, or holy ancient comedic text, it's all about being productive. So mm-hmm. in the community, the number one thing that we need to understand is how can you be productive? You know what I'm saying? Nobody's mm-hmm. in a position to crucify anybody. Like if you pushing weight, you know, we don't like that. It's still in the community. But take that money and get out of that game and present something to the community that could be productive entrepreneurship with your own business.
Definitely.
If you making songs on disrespecting our sisters, man, no, we don't like that. You know what I'm saying? It's hurting us, really. But, you know what I'm saying, if you can start today by making one song that's going to change somebody's life, yo, that's what we need. We need something productive. It's not about being perfect. It's about being productive. A lot of people mm-hmm. put stuff off because they don't feel like they're at that level yet. Look, be productive. The more productive, the more that you can produce, the more that you'll be blessed. And I think that's the number one thing, you know what I'm saying, from my perspective and from the elders that have taught me to, you know what I'm saying, really be in the community. It's about
Definitely.
Being productive. Because you're gonna produce. Who are you going to produce for?
Definitely. All right, we got 11 minutes left on the live stream. I'd like to open up the lines. If anybody has any comments or questions, they can definitely ask their questions by pressing 1 if you're already on the line or by calling in. The call-in number is 917-932-8881, and you can call in with your comments or questions. If not, we're just going to continue with the show. All right, so what other advice would you give to someone who's interested in becoming a musician? What's the most prominent or important advice you feel you can give?
You're going to get out what you put in. It's as
mm-hmm.
simple as that. I mean, some people are crazy talented and don't put in a lot and get minimum results. Some
mm-hmm.
people have a little bit of talent and put in crazy work and get a whole lot of results.
Definitely.
Some people you would say, oh, they can sing way better than this person. But
mm-hmm.
that person has way more hits than this person.
Mm-hmm.
That person has way more songs. So it's not about just what you got. It's about what you do with it. So if you decide you want to play an instrument, you got to put the time in. Practice.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be a singer? Yo, even the best singers get voice lessons. You know
Definitely.
What I mean? Don't feel like you at. Don't feel like you peaking. Don't feel like you
exactly.
got it. Because once you feel like you got it, then, you know what I'm saying, that's where you're stagnant. In life,
mm-hmm.
you're either growing or dying. I mean,
exactly.
It's simple as that. You're either growing or dying. You're producing
mm-hmm.
or you're not producing anymore. So
mm-hmm.
no matter where you're at, if you're at the top of the charts or at the bottom, be productive. Start somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Great advice. All right, so give all your information pertaining to any upcoming events, projects, any contact information, anything you want to give to the listeners, let them know how they can get in touch with your music and support you.
All right, so if you want me on the show, it don't matter where it's at, you can hit me on the Facebook.com/Zalango, that's Zalango. You can contact, you know, my personal booking agency at 217-299-6347. That's 217-299-6347. You know, I'm on Twitter, same thing, Zalango, Zalango. The email
mm-hmm.
is that Zalango23@yahoo.com. Also, TebZ19@gmail.com. That's TEB. As in basketball, Z as in zeal, 19@gmail.com. And, you know, what we got, like I say, June 7th, this Friday, we got something coming up in Springfield. July 19th, we got a powerful show in Decatur. October the 4th, we got some powerful shows lined up. August, man, I'm so booked in August, I don't remember all the shows at this moment. So just hit
mm-hmm.
me on the Facebook and just, you know, I'll keep things posted, and we still do an annual Florida Now Poetry Show. So next, you know, May 2nd, 2014 is gonna be nice, and we also celebrating Black Love February 17th, because Saint Valentine has nothing to do with us, period. So definitely, we want to celebrate. It's Huey P. Newton's birthday, February 17th, mm-hmm. and we're gonna celebrate love. Might as well celebrate it with somebody that died and lived for us. So with that
mm-hmm.
perspective, we just want to be as productive as we can be. We got things going on with the youth. If you're in Decatur, Illinois, every Sunday we got this program working with the shorties. Bring your kids through. You know what I mean? I'm talking to the shorties about different things they could do with their diet, different things they could
mm-hmm.
do with their music. It's going to be at Old King's Orchard. That's if you're in Decatur, you know where that's at. That's Old King's Orchard. And if not, hit me on the Facebook and I'll let you know for sure. But
mm-hmm.
at this moment, that's all I could think of. If you're searching for some conscious information, definitely hit up humanrightsradio.net. If you're into a higher knowledge as far as books on consciousness that you can't find anywhere, I mean like really rare texts, you definitely got to hit up www.lulu.com/Egypt with an I. That's EGIPT. And definitely they have a lot of books you can check out. You know, I'm just trying to be a messenger and hit you as much as I can.
Definitely. All right, so you got any last minute shout outs? Anything you want to say to wrap the show up?
Man, definitely. All praise and thanks to our uncreated creator. Thank you for, man, having me on the show. I know your birthday is around the corner. Man, happy New Year's in advance. Happy New Year's for sure. And, man, I'm going to need you to make those charms for me with the stones. That's what I'm going to need.
Definitely. All right, we definitely got you. All right, brother, it was a pleasure having you on and having you speak about everything. You did an eloquent job. You were a pleasure to have on the show.
Man, a blessing to be here. All praise to the Most High.
All right. Peace and love. Peace. You've been listening into Conversations with the Queen. We do air every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But next week is my birthday, so I'm taking the week off. But you can join us on Monday, June 17th at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will be having Queen Afora back on for her monthly segment here on Conversations with the Queen. So you can definitely check us out on Facebook.com/Conversations with the Queen. Or Conversations with the Queens at blogspot.com, and you can get more exclusive information about those upcoming shows. All right, so it's been a pleasure, and I'm going to play us out with some P-Square, Ifunanya. And this is a Nigerian song, by the way, and I am loving it. All right, so peace and blessings, y'all.
Fall in love. It could be for the game or pleasure. I don't know. But when it comes to lust, girl, that's for sure. You and I can't throw these things around. Girl, now you, you the one that makes me smile, and it's true.
Because of people, oh, yeah, baby, because don't know.